It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 317. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the podcast. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can send me questions that I'll cover in the show, and I'll ask listeners to respond. Any suggestions? My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. Can leave me voicemail message and they'll get priority. I'll play voicemails as soon as I get them. That next week's show, I will put them in the show. The phone number is 240-949-2450. And that's also Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. That's my Skype voice in phone number. If this is your first time listening to the show, we have a wiki that's maintained by listeners, and that's at mtswiki.com. That's mtswiki.com. You can go there to find out more about the show, my equipment, how my studio's laid out, but more importantly, links to all of the archives. As this is show 317, there's 316 shows that you can go back and listen to. So they're all linked there and easy to find. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, where you can follow me and learn when I'm posting up fresh content, when I'm going to do the show. I do the show live on Ustream at 8 p.m. on Thursday evenings every week, or mostly every week. And what I may change the day of the broadcast depending on my clients, because I do consulting for a living. I have my own consulting business, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight because of tonight's main topic, and that is how to grow your business, how to get more customers, clients. I think this is a very important topic, and I'm going to spend time on suggestions and things that I'm working on for growing my consulting business and how they're helping. And then the last few weeks, I've been asking for input from listeners, and I got some great feedback to share with you. So I have a tremendous show here. And before we get started, I want to take care of business with my sponsor, GoToMeeting. You've heard me talk about GoToMeeting for over 5 years. They've been a sponsor. And the reason they are a sponsor and why I love them so much is because I use them for holding online meetings. It's simple to use. You can have everybody go to GoToMeeting.com and with one click, join your meeting. You can hold presentations and share your desktop on everybody else's screen. You can record the meeting, the presentation, the demo. You can take advantage of voice over IP, and you can hold unlimited meetings for just one flat rate. For $49 per month, you can have unlimited meetings, and you can do all of this and try it out free for 30 days. But you got to visit gotomeeting.com/techpodcast. That's gotomeeting.com/techpodcast for your free 30-day trial. Now, before we get started with everything, I've been holding a contest over the last few weeks. I've asked for listeners to recommend ideas for contests. And I want to announce the winner tonight of Windows 7 Home Premium, the retail box that has the 32-bit and the 64-bit versions. And that is Eric Dorr. He is in the chat usually, and it was Eric in the chat. And he's not in there tonight, but Eric, congratulations. His recommendation, actually, he had five. And the one that I liked the best was to hold a scavenger hunt. So I'm going to put together a contest down the road that will be a scavenger hunt of my website and the wiki that you will have to dig up some information, maybe some from past shows or following the link to an affiliate. I think the scavenger hunt is a great idea because it will generate some traffic on the website and also maybe affiliate and sponsor links too. So I'll tie that together. So look for a future show. Eric, thank you for doing that and sending in the recommendation. I think it's a great idea and congratulations. Send me your address and I will ship that to you right away. To get things started on this topic, I want to talk about some of the things that I am doing to increase my customer base, to get more clients, to get more business. And one of the most important things that I have done is joining a local network called BNI, and it's not free. So the things that I'm going to talk about right now, just these couple, you got to spend a little money to make money. And the membership is not free, and you have to do some work. But the payout is substantial on what you get for your business. Now, BNI is an international organization for generating referrals. You have local chapters, and each chapter can only have one of each profession. So the chapter that I'm in right now that's outside the Philadelphia area, that chapter, when I was invited, and this is a chapter that's just forming, and there's thousands of chapters all over the world. The chapter that I'm joining, I am the IT consultant, and I am the only IT consultant, and there can be no other. When we have an insurance agent, then there can only be one insurance, one florist, one designer for logos, one attorney. Well, actually, we could have a couple attorneys, but one for family practice, one for business law. There's only a representative for one from every profession. The object is to generate referrals to each other. That is its sole purpose, is to only provide referrals. We haven't even officially started the chapter that I'm in. It's still forming, and there's only 18 of us right now, and they're looking to get like in the 20s before it becomes an official chapter. I am already generating referrals. I'm getting referrals from everybody in the group. Think of it this way. How would you like to join an organization, a network, that has maybe 20 to 40 people in it, and they are your salesmen because their job and what this organization is, you meet for an hour and a half, whether it's breakfast or lunch, and you meet every week. So I meet on Thursdays from 11:30 to 1 every Thursday. And with its sole purpose is I teach individuals, we do one-on-ones during the week. I teach them how to sell me when they are how to listen and look for an opportunity that they can then give me and hand me a referral. And this is a referral that I've turned into 100% in sales. So I've already gotten 4 referrals and I've turned them into sales. And one of them could end up being a reoccurring and a possible retainer client. This is incredible. And the amount of money is pennies to spend for joining. It's a great organization. Now, something else I'm doing. I have hired a business consultant for a couple hours a month to help me organize my business and to put me on the right path of growing the business. Basically, it's a business coach that I now answer to. We meet every 2 weeks for an hour. And I now have someone to be accountable to. Because when you're on your own, you stray and you waste time. And one of the things I have focused on is time management. And when you start recording all of the time that you are spending and you sit down and you write I mean, from like 6 a.m. to 6 at night or 8 a.m. to 8 at night, whatever you're awake, start putting down what you're doing in half-hour blocks. When you are done and you've completed a whole week, take a look at how much time you've wasted. Are you spending the time effectively? And right away when you start recording it, you know, your subconscious, you start to not waste time and you start to do things that are more proactive. I'm now allocating time to marketing. I'm allocating time during the day to generate new sales. And how we do this, one of the simple things to start, I went back and I looked at my contact list, and anybody that I've ever done work for that I haven't heard from in more than a month, I have now put on a list and I've started calling. You know, the first phone call I made was a customer I haven't talked to. And basically when I said, hey, you know, we haven't talked in a while. And he says, oh man, I am so glad you called. I need this, this, this. And it turned into a consulting job for 2 days later. That was just the first phone call. You know, I have 39 other phone calls to make. I haven't even had time to go through the rest of the phone calls. So sitting in between, whenever I have no time, whenever I have free time, I have 39 other phone calls that I got to make. And then I'll scratch them off the list as I start to make those calls. These are important things to do that can help generate your business. And that is free. It's not costing you any money. One of the things I need is to take my consulting company and kick it up a notch. I need assistance and I need advice because I got to do things correctly. And that's why I'm basically got a coach, because that's going to help me. Especially with all this increased sales, I'm going to get to a point where I am going to be hiring. And when I hire a sales manager and I hire techs, I'm going to now have to spend time managing them and doing it effectively. So we're going over techniques and things that I'm going to need that will help me grow the business. Now, you might not be at that point yet. That's okay. But there are still things that you can do in organizing everything. One thing that I have been negligent for my own consulting, that has been I didn't have a website dedicated to my business name. The business name is MHS Consulting. And MHSconsulting.com and .net were taken. And so a while back, I was just kind of bummed out and I let that go. Well, I've been tracking MHSconsulting.net. It finally became available. I pounced on it. I now have MHSconsulting.net as my business consulting website. I now have email set up. And I performed the functions that I've talked about in the show. I use Google Apps. So I'm Mike at MHSconsulting.net. I also have anything sent to MHSconsulting.net automatically forwarded to the Mike account. And then I received that. That was free. So I used GoDaddy. I purchased the economy hosting. I used my discount code, POD136, and saved 10% on the hosting and bought the domain name. And when you buy a year hosting, you get the domain name, I think, for $1.99. So for 1 year, it was like $50-some for the hosting, the domain name. The email is free. I go to eFax. You can get a free phone number for eFax. So you don't even have to have a second phone line. So now, and I've always had the eFax number. I have my eFax number. I had gotten a Google Voice number, so now we've got voicemail taken care of. We've gotten email taken care of for free. So I laid out just a few dollars for the hosting and the domain name. Now I need a better business card, because my current business card would just say IT professional, IT consultant. I had no branding of my company name. And you got to focus on your branding. Now, if you really want to step it up and take it to the next level, you need someone maybe design your logo and you can get real professional. But we're not going to go there. I haven't went there. I don't even have a logo. Someday I might. What I'm doing now, though, is I am going to get business cards made with my new email address, my Google Voice phone number, my e-fax phone number, of course, my cell phone number, and a blurb where I'm working on a tagline for my consulting that will sum up basically what my services are. And I'm going to make sure that tagline is on the card. Once I have all that completed, now I have a card. Now, remember, I already have clients. I already have a business. But now I want to take it to the next level. I want to increase it. So people are going to, they want to see that you have a presence, that, oh, you got a website. There's a place that you could send someone to. Maybe you are now at a client. Someone comes by and maybe it's another client. It's someone next door or somebody. They said, oh, what do you do? What do you, you know, you're helping them out. And I said, yes. And you can take them to your website and you want to be able to show them, this is what I offer. This is what I do. It's too cheap. WordPress is free. You could get great themes that are easy to install. I offer this up. If you want help in getting that done, because it might be too much for you, I will help you get the domain name. I will help you get the free email set up, get your hosting, and put this together. We're only talking a couple hours. You can email me, mike@mhsconsulting.net, and I will help you. This is something I have done for two other, matter of fact, BNI members this week. That's exactly what I did for them and help them get an online presence and email. So these are some of the things that you can do. Remember, when you're keeping track of your time, it's like the best thing to get on a budget is to carry an index card with you. And every time you go spend money, you write down what you spend. And it's pretty scary when you look at that and you can see how much you're wasting. And then you get to organize then how much can I save and I can put away. It's the same thing for your time management. Once you are getting a handle on what kind of time you're spending and what you're doing, it's going to help you allocate that time a lot better. One thing just to wrap up my segment on what I'm doing, BNI, the website is BNI.com. Very simple. And the Delaware Valley region that I belong to is BNIDVR.com. You can read about that organization and how to join a chapter. If you are in the Philadelphia suburbs and you have a profession and you want to join and see if your profession is available in my chapter, contact me at mike@mhsconsulting.net and we will talk and I will invite you to the next meeting. And you can just check it out. It doesn't cost you anything to come by, have lunch, and you pay for lunch. It's $15. It's fixed, and you have a lot of things to choose from. It's a really nice place, the restaurant that we meet. And you can join us and hear about the organization. And I welcome you to contact me because we have professions covering everything under the sun, everything. And it's open to everybody. The only exclusion is there can only be one profession per chapter for that particular profession. And that's to preserve the referrals within that chapter. If you sell car insurance, you're the only person in that chapter. So anybody that needs car insurance that I run into, you're going to get a referral. And the referral is a lead. Is a referral from someone who wants that business or service right now. That's very important. So you can't get a hotter lead than that. Now, some recommendations from listeners. This is from Kate, who has been a longtime listener, has her own business, and shares lots of great, insightful ideas on her consulting business. And she put together things that work, things that don't work. So let's go over them. What works, what doesn't? Growing a computer consulting business. Now, about her business. My husband and I run a computer consulting repair business called Computer Care Kelowna. I hope I said that right. And that's Computer Care, KELOWNA.com in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. This is a small business. Our customers are chiefly home computer users, and we also have several small businesses, home-based business customers. We've been at this for several years now. I am the person who goes to the field and fixes things, maintains things, advises people. My husband takes care of the books, some of the scheduling, lots of the parts ordering, and of calming me down. We also do some website work, and that splits out about 50-50, but it's not a large part of the business. What hasn't worked? Ads in the local paper. We advertised in the classifieds marketplace section of the local paper for about a year and a half and got almost no uptake. I don't know why. Maybe they were just terrible ads. Maybe it's just a terrible paper. I'm going to interject. I would love to see a copy of the ad. One of the things I'm working on is a marketing campaign for neighborhood businesses that I want. I have an industrial park very close to me that you only get one time to introduce yourself, and you got to make sure it's right. And I'm working on a specific campaign to target the businesses so I can get in front of them with one shot and introduce myself. And you got to do that in a clever way where you might need help and recommendations from someone before you just put an ad in. You got to make sure that the ad is hitting the sweet spot for your target audience. These are things that I'm learning about, and I'm going to be careful. So, but you haven't seen any uptake in it. So either the ad's wrong or the paper's wrong, or that's not a medium to be able to advertise in. Now, doing things for free. I keep hearing, this is Kate goes on, I keep hearing other computer people, especially in Canada, say that doing things for free has resulted in more business. That is not been our experience. Doing things for free has resulted in more people expecting that we will do things for free. To be clear, we do some things for free because we believe in a cause or a person or an organization. We don't expect that to result in more business. I completely agree with you. One of the things I did, I had a contact that Ed Rendell, who's the governor of the state of Pennsylvania, when he was running for governor, he used to be the mayor of Philadelphia. So his campaign headquarters is located in Philadelphia. Well, through a friend of a friend, a contact, they were infested with all kinds of spyware, malware, and viruses. I volunteered my time to be the network administrator for Rendell for governor. But one of the things I explained to his chief of staff, I said, I'm doing this volunteering, but I want you to recommend me to other people and I get to charge my consulting rate. And that got me a couple other people that were running for office. This is a few years ago where I had paying clients who were politicians, where I was helping them set up their small network and move on. So that's an example of doing something for free, but with the condition, hey, let's turn that into paying customers for referrals. So there, it might be worth the investment if you're going to be trading off like that. Okay, Kate continues, distributing brochures or flyers in office buildings, no pickups at all. Maybe we're just terrible at it. Oh boy, this is a tough one. I think that a flyer will work, that a correctly designed brochure or flyer hitting the target audience with things that you can sell, you will be able to, I think, gain some business. An example, and I think Bryce used this from TechNibble. He targeted an apartment building that was upscale where he offered a discount for doing computer services, and it was a flyer that had a discount coupon in it, and sent that and peppered an apartment building, and he got a ton of referrals. So it depends on where you're distributing it, how you're distributing it, what is the content. And yes, most people are going to crumble it up and throw it in the trash can. That's going to happen. But all it takes is a couple and then turn them into sales. I'm kind of on the fence on that one. I think if it's done correctly, it can work. Kate goes on, what has worked? Ads on Craigslist, ads on Kijiji, K-I-J-I-J-I, ads on the local internet news site and castanet.net. Most of the inquiries from Craigslist turn into business. Most of the inquiries on Kanji are from people looking for someone to install illegal software. Most of the inquiries from castanet.net result in business, which results in repeat business. Well, that's great. Now here, and I know this works for Kate, writing a weekly column on castanet.net and hosting it on my own website. This has been a good business generator. It gives me credibility and gets my name out there. Sometimes it's a grind, but staying with it, delivering it on time, and promoting via newsletter, RSS, email, subscription really helps. Boy, sort of like doing my podcast weekly, delivering that on time. I get a lot of uptake. I sent queries to Castanet and to the local newspapers. Thank God Castanet was interested. I think that's awesome. And getting your that's a great way of getting your name out there. And you'll hear at the end of this show, I have some 7 free things you can do to market your business. And you're gonna hear about one that's very similar to this. Answering emails and answering them promptly. I do give some free advice, answering questions from people who read the column. I also find a way to suggest that if they need on-site help, they consider me, and I give them my contact information in a signature file at the end of every message. Great. You have to be prompt, and you have to be kind, nice, and respectful, and prompt. Word of mouth. I am a woman visiting places I have never been before, and it helps when the recommendations come from someone I know. Magnets. I like this. Recently, I've started leaving a couple of business cards and a refrigerator magnet with my customers. They love the magnets. I've had several calls from people who have seen the magnets at their neighbors and gotten my name that way. I know it sounds stupid, but apparently it works, and it's cheap and easy. Kate, that is a great idea. Great recommendation here. Follow-up. This is so vital. A follow-up phone call or email after a visit, especially if I have something of value to add, makes a customer feel good. It was great to meet you. Let me know how you're doing with that scanner. Blah, blah, blah. I am very bad at following up on my onesie twosie clients. That's why I'm going to give you something to do. When you visit a client, when you get back home, I want you to open up Outlook or open up whatever email client you have, go a month later, and maybe even 2 weeks later, and I want you to put a reminder to call that customer, and I want you to do it the minute you get home from the job. You will get more business. I guarantee it. Staying organized. Very important here. I keep notes and I try to keep them up to date. When someone calls me after a year, I can say, are you still on Main Street by the so-and-so? They think that's really special and it saves a whole lot of time. I have just simple folders. I have a P-Touch with the label of each folder for every client. I have 2 of them, and they're loaded in bins right by my seat. where I sit and I have literally a folder with every single customer and notes and information from that customer. And I keep that right next to me. So if they call, I can immediately pull up their folder and I have their wireless settings, any kind of information, what I did the last time I visited, copy of the last invoice. It's very important. Now, I'm taking a lot of heat in the chat. Mike, you have all these paper files. Why not electronic? I have both. When I get home from a client, the manual notes that I took, I retype into Evernote and I tag them with the client's name. Now, you've heard me talk about Evernote. It's a great note-taking software. It reinforces that information, and now I have it in two places. I have it electronic, and it's searchable, and I also have the paper file, the traditional paper file that sometimes gives me faster access when I'm at the telephone there. I know. I mean, I have all these computers around me, but I'm one of those people that I still have both. Some useful tools, Kate goes on. I'm not going into the what's in your bag thing, but here are some things that I can't live without. A GPS. Oh, absolutely. A GPS is so important. You have to be able to get from point A to point B, and you don't want to get lost. You don't want to be late. You just pay the piper and you buy the GPS. I think that's an absolute required for anybody who's going on site. Someone or something to answer the telephone when you are not there. And for crying out loud, return the calls promptly. Very important. Someone who knows where you're supposed to be and when you're supposed to be back. Maybe men don't worry about this much. I don't. But someone always knows the address and phone where I'm supposed to be and how long I'm supposed to be there. Boy, no one has any idea where I'm at. I have a check-in code with my husband or with someone else if he's gone for situations that I'm particularly worried about. Maybe the location is not great or the customer seems creepy or the whole thing just seems odd. I think I have more corporate customers. That's why I don't have to worry about that. Where I'm going to, usually it's a business. Or if I'm going to a home, it's a home business owner that I deal with. But I can understand that, Kate. With what you're doing. It's something I never thought of if you hadn't brought this up. Car entertainment. Of course, this is important. Music, podcasts, whatever it takes, especially if your only radio choices are the CBC or local talk shows. I have a Sansa Clip Plus and a cable that plugs into my car stereo. 8 gigs of something interesting can be a lifesaver. Kate, that's great suggestions. Thank you. Let's keep going. This is a short email. This is from Cam. And he says, I have tried to grow my on-the-side technology support business in the past, but it did not really get new business. I can tell you that trying to network for referrals at technology events does not work. Ads in the local newspaper gets requests for free estimates, but nothing else. Looking forward to the show on growing consultant business. Doing it on the side is very difficult because now you have time constraints, which means you can only have a subset of the available clients that are out there. You can't help anybody if they need help during the day. Maybe you're only available nights and weekends. I had that when I was in the corporate world and I was doing consulting on the side. One of my challenges was meeting the expectations of the clients where it does not interfere with my job. And so I had to turn away business because I was not available during the regular business hours. So my clients tended to be clients that it was okay for work in the evenings or on weekends, but it does limit your client base. So you've almost eliminated a lot of businesses from that. It's a challenge when you're doing it on the side and you're just one of those things it's just going to you have to deal with because you know you want to keep your primary job. This is from Alan, and he says, when we owned our deli, we had an area on our website for bouquets and brickbats. That is an English term. We would post letters on this page from satisfied and non-satisfied customers. This is interesting. Why post letters from non-satisfied customers? Anybody who has been in business for any length of time will have customers who are not happy with some portion of your business. What you also publish along with the customer's letter or phone call transcript is how you resolve the issue. Whether you show the customer's names is up to you. Then, when potential customers are reviewing your site, they will know the bouquets from customers are real because you also publish their concerns. You could also show on this page that you have a customer satisfaction rating of, let's say, 94% or whatever it is. You could also pull some of these stats from your signed customer invoices where they say they are very happy with your service. It worked for us and helped us grow our catering business. A very interesting idea. I want to deal with businesses that had, how do they deal with problems? A great example was Amazon. And I talked about this. Last Christmas, I purchased a game for my son Tyler, one of his gifts. And I was looking, it was like 3 days before Christmas, the game had not arrived. They sent it by US mail, which is, you know, Pony Express, and who knows whenever I would have received it. I called Amazon, and Amazon said, we'll overnight that to you. The game eventually arrives that we sent ground. Don't worry about it. You can return it to us with no shipping charge. Just go online and get the return, and you print out the return, and you just drop it off at UPS and just return it right back. And that's exactly what we did. The game that came ground came after Christmas, but they overnighted that to me with no questions asked, no arguing. The customer service was phenomenal. Well, what do you think? That's all I'm going to buy from. Same with Newegg. I've had one problem, and it was the way they took care of it. They keep you as a customer. Sure, I'm going to have a customer with an issue. It's how you deal with it. Be personable. Make sure that they are satisfied and you will have a customer for life. And not only that, but a possible apostle out there spreading your word of how good you are. And that's the key to this. Jorge, big contributor to the show always, and he has a few things, and then he gave me a great link that I'm going to share with you, which also discusses some free marketing ideas. First thing, Google AdWords. And he says, I started to use AdWords a few weeks ago, and so far it is working okay for me. I'm starting local, so my coverage area is only 5 miles from my house. Just a quick tip here. If you are employed, please be aware that you may not be able to respond to incoming calls from customers during working hours. If you are able to respond to calls, please be aware that customers may not want to wait until 6 p.m. or later in order to fix their problem. I get a lot of cancellations simply because of that. I run AdWords based on a schedule that does not interfere with my regular work schedule. Weekdays, 5 p.m. through 8:30 a.m. and weekends 24/7. I did not realize that you could customize AdWords to specific times. That's amazing. That is awesome. So to Cam, using Google AdWords and targeting it to a certain radius within where you live and to certain times might be the answer, because it's working for Jorge, who has a regular job that he doesn't want to lose, and he wants to be able to grow his consulting business on the side. Great idea. Church bulletin. My church has a bulletin that they distribute at Mass every weekend. I've been advertising my business for about 3 months, and so far the response has been good. Requests from customers are paying for this ad on its own. So far, so good. I needed a handyman to repair something in my house, and I went to my church bulletin, and that's exactly where I got the recommendation. Right off the church bulletin, was able to take care of it. Everything's fine. It is a place to consider. That's inexpensive, and it's a way to get your name out there. And you'll find that you have a very loyal readership of the church bulletin. And they feel that you're part of their community, and you're advertising there, and they want to support it. You're a local business. You belong to that parish or church. They're going to want to support you. Email. Anytime I do a repair for my customers, I always, always, always get their email address. This is a must. I tell them that I have promotions and offers I send out on a regular basis via email. Once I get my hands on their email address, then they are automatically added to my distribution list. Here's a tip. Do not inundate your customers with daily emails. Oh, I agree with that. I hate businesses that kill me with daily emails. Just send an email out whenever you have a good promotion or special tip that you want to share with them. In my case, I send promotions via email about every 3 to 4 weeks. And yes, there is always someone that needs help or has a question about my promotion. If business is slow, use your email approach. On my website, I have a page only for promotions. And he has an example here, which I'm going to put in the show notes. Local newspaper. I have not tried this yet, but Russ from the Techie Geek recommended posting an ad on my local neighborhood newspaper. He says this has been working fine for him and keeps him busy. I'll give it a try very soon. Now remember, you got one shot in putting that ad. You want to be very careful how you construct it, what you're doing, and have people review it. Test it before you put it out there, because you don't want to have the response that Kate did where putting an ad, spending the money, and then not having good results. So you definitely have to do a little focus group with your ads. Tweak it. Mailing list. I have access via the web to a weekly posting from my local county, which they make available online. This is a listing of every business that applies for an occupational license. Computer technicians should be able to check with their local counties or similar information. This is a free, in my county, it's available via the web. That's a great, great idea. I will be sending soon advertising material to these new businesses, and of course, I'll provide results later. Do not pay the full postage for a single regular letter, the 44 cents. Instead, make yourself a small postcard with your promotion. The cost for mailing out a postcard is only 25 cents instead, and that's half the cost. And also, a better chance of someone reading it than actually a full letter and opening it up. If you target that postcard and hit the sweet spot of what you're trying to communicate to your customers, which you're going to solve particular problem points, and you list those problem points that you can solve for them, and you can do it very inexpensively. The United States Post Office has a special program for bulk mailing. If interested, please check their website for additional information. I do not use bulk mailing programs because it requires a minimum of 200 letters to be mailed out at once. Local magazines. I have not tried this yet and may not proceed at all. Prices are extremely high. Circulation is limited. I'll keep you posted on what I do local here. If something else shows up, I'll let you know. Jorge, great idea. He followed this up with a link to a very cool website. And I've linked this in the past. The website is helpmybusiness.com. And they have a regular podcast and information, and it's Help My Business Sucks, Unconventional Marketing for Entrepreneurs. They have a PDF. And In this PDF, it's 7 methods for marketing without money. And that's what I'm going to wrap this show up with, talking about these 7 methods, and then they have 3 bonus ones. So here you go. 1, post comments on other blogs that relate to your industry. 2, submit a weekly press release to www.prlog.com. Now remember, I'm just going over the heading of each of these. There's a lot more detail. This is a 17-page document that I'm going to link that they tell you what to do and not do when you do that PR announcement. So remember, there's a lot more to each of these little recommendations. 3, propose a joint venture partnership with other companies in your niche. I don't know about that. Me, I disagree with this one. I don't know if this would make my list of 7, but if you run into someone else, maybe there's another person that is in your area that's trying to do the same thing. And if you collaborate together, you might be able to share business and split the profits. I don't know. I don't want to have a partner. And I probably, you know, jury's out on this one for me. At least it's not for, you know, not my cup of tea. 4, post classified ads on the many online classified ad websites. And they're listed in this document. 5, start a blog that helps and educates people rather than trying to sell. And please limit the ads on the website. Even my website at miketechshow.com. I have the advertising on the left-hand side, and that's it. I don't bother you with Google ads. I don't bother you with big flashy things that come up and that get in your way. When I go to a website and those kind of advertisings are in my face, I don't ever want to go back to that website. That's just me. So keep your ads limited. And I really hate Google ads that I can't tell if it's the content of the article I'm reading or is it the Google ad, because they're mixed in there. And as soon as I find out it's a Google ad, I'm saying goodbye. I want no more of you. So keep that in mind when you're blogging, okay? 6, offer to help other influential business owners in your niche. Oh, that is so important. So that's like when Steve Cherubino wanted to grow pod nuts and he called Leo Laporte and had Leo go to his website online, you know, a couple million people listening. That is the way to do it. If you can help someone that is influential, if you can find someone who is influential in your specific area or business type and help them and get them to recommend you, wow, that's big. 7, social networking. You got to create a Facebook profile, a LinkedIn profile, and a Twitter account. If you have a business, no matter how you feel about social networking, you know what? Get over it. You have to have a Facebook, a LinkedIn, and a Twitter account. That's it. Period. The end. Regardless of how you feel about them, and you know I personally dislike some of these services. Guess what? I have to have it. You have to. And there's some things, you know what? You just got to suck it up and do it because you have to. There are 3 bonus strategies here in addition to the 7. 1, create a video and distribute it using TubeMogul.com. I don't know TubeMogul. 2, write a short article each month. Sounds like what Kate's doing. Sounds like what I do with my podcast. Do something that gets in front of your target audience that's going to keep them reading, but you can't just start it and stop it. You got to be dedicated. And if you're not going to be dedicated to doing something once a week or once a month, don't do it. Because the worst thing to do is to start something like that and then stop. Okay? That is going to hurt you more than help you. The last one, become an attention seeker. All right. I like that recommendation, but that's certainly difficult for a lot of us. I can't think of a better way to wrap up. I have a paragraph. You're not going to hear the paragraph until I do a couple things here, and then I have a great closing paragraph to just perfectly wrap up this show. First, remember to visit my website if you haven't already. It's miketechshow.com. My consulting website is mhsconsulting.net. On the Mike Tech Show website, there's a link to Amazon. If you buy anything from Amazon, please click on that link and I will get a commission back for that purchase. It's very important. But here's something else I'm going to do, and I normally don't do this so openly in the show. If you've implemented these techniques or you think, wow, some of these things are going to help, and Mike, you've been really helpful, go to miketechshow.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a donation section. You're going to see one-time donation and a regular donation. I ask if this helped you increase your sales, increase your customers, give a little back, donate to the Mike Tech Show. I really appreciate it. Remember, you can email me any tech question or any suggestions. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me voicemail, 240-949-2450. I leave you with these final thoughts on succeeding. All you need is a willingness to go out of your comfort zone, your time, and a strong desire to succeed. Go get them. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.